Thank you. まきどうです。
We'll be right back.
Thank you. It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean.
so she landed in the nicer part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who robbed that village in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbles for the pouch that held the puppet on her own. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther is behind the nearby pile of lumber. If she waited till the dawn, 'cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. Beside the town, at last a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.
skirt.
I love you, honey. Oh, yes, I do. You know that's true, of course. And if your dog or cat or an eye is all by you and you. My sweet one, I call you my sweet one. You're my own, you're choosing one. In my arm, I call you my sweet one. Far away, I'll say you're. Dependent on whales, the stupid companion, I cast down the ash. Hang down my tunic and dangle my stash. Zipping through the forest with a curling beam. To grow it and spindle with the mutant I seize. I capture the dread beast who falls to relief and crash to his cohorts asleep in the tree. corner, gunning for you. Apple toast been heated for black and rat. Laughs when they shoot you, said, please don't do that. Control for smilers can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this my life I saw it? Maybe so, maybe not. For this, my life I saw. Control for smilers can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this, my life I saw? Was it for this? Oh,
the shores of the Baltic Sea. The teeth of time have stood the rhyme of how things should be. My cave, my house, my turning wheel, my little docking pup. The march of Colonel Forbin and his flea hound called McGruff. The grime of countless work dogs has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spandex hose before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthogs with this poison in our minds, while the ferns that spot our children are encased in orange rinds. All times and seasons are the reasons people and their clans have stole the famous mockingbird. Blue and rubber bands, they writhe and cry in agony as Rutherford the Brave chokes Teela and the unit monster managing to save. The spotted striper's multi beasts and thereby cheese brave. I like to get his autograph, but he looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much. 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 He looks too much.